This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Friday. It is day 5, week 8 of our stay-at-home experiment. Vinny, last night you had your show on Alt 105.
I did.
Your side piece. Mm-hmm. I noticed that the family, I love that your wife is like gathering the kids. Dad's on the radio. Let's check this out. Clearly there was some kind of dance party happening. It was, I love it. I think it's great.
I think that they, first of all, I agree with you. The support is not something I'm used to, and it's not, I mean, we obviously do well here in the Bay Area. We get support. I don't mean that. I mean, like, my family is not something I've usually had around.
You're lucky, because your mom might start making all kinds of comments about everything you say. You know, that can be troubling.
Yeah, I don't, well, my mom listens, but she knows not to, you know, give me too much trouble.
Sure.
And even, they want to be more, a bigger part of this morning thing we do here, but
oh, hell yeah, they should.
Well, I have forbidden.
Where are they? What? But why would you
too
forbid
much.
That? No, it isn't.
But so
take a break, dude. Send in the family.
Anyway, it's nice to get the support. The side piece, because there's no going into the city and doing it, it's pre-recorded. So therefore, it allows them to do their thing to celebrate the show while I'm there doing the. I was doing the dishes while they danced last night.
Oh my god!
So
how funny! You're on there working, and you're in the housework, and they're like party,
right? Uh huh.
What was your favorite song you played last night?
I got to play Tool last night.
Oh,
and I love Tool.
Which one did you do?
I think I did Tool
Sober. Okay.
I
nice.
Have the playlist on my, in fact, I posted it on Instagram, the playlist, which, you know, we work, a team of music lovers works hard on this playlist before it's done. So there were a few changes that I actually got the first sort of look at the list and was like, it just doesn't feel heavy enough. And that's when Tool got added. And I was like, oh, now there you go. That's the way that needs
right.
to look, thank you. Anyway, let's get started with some news, can we?
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice, what's up, everyone? This Alice Report is not brought to you by Nicole, who offered us less than 20 seconds of warning time before this segment started. Thanks,
what?
Nicole.
Thanks a lot, Nicole.
Sorry, I was reading an email and then I looked, just like, oh, my bad.
I'm just kidding.
We're all here and ready.
Let's say it is brought to you by our friends at All Natural Stone, who are there and ready to take your appointment call. Give them a call. They want to do your house. They want
hot.
It. Well, I guess
what,
that is hot,
what
right?
style are they going to do it?
Whatever style
yeah,
they into.
Did. They did your style, and it looks absolutely beautiful. That's one of the things I love about following your wife's Instagram is that sometimes there's pictures of her in the kitchen. I'm like, oh. There's that kitchen
oh,
I hear
kitchen.
So much about.
It really did come out great. All right, so where to begin? There's a lot of stuff I wanted to tell you about. First of all, you're going to be hearing that some areas of California are starting, just putting a toe in, but still, this is the beginning
yeah.
of our comeback, I guess you could say, but not in the Bay Area.
No.
So you'll hear these reports and you'll start thinking that, oh, well, then I can go. You can't. It's not. They're not.
We're still under heavier restrictions.
Retail with curbside pickup is not opening Friday here in the Bay Area. Now, weirdly, for some reason, Santa Cruz County, where I live, is not considered part of the Bay Area. And they are starting to emerge. And there are going to be some stores open today. So I'm going to go get it, drive around and get a look at that and see what that looks like.
Are you, can I ask you, pay attention to the mask thing. Is that a requirement if you're going to, I mean, is that a blanket thing? Like, if you're going to go into a retail place, you're wearing a mask, and I'd be interested, because everywhere I go around here, if they're, like yesterday we were out, we picked up Michael Sourdough, and there are, you in order to enter this building, you must have a mask on. And, you know, but, and there are clearly still people out there who don't seem to care about the mask thing. So I'll be interested to hear, is that mandated?
I believe, yes, that the answer to that is yes. I believe every store that wants to open also wants to do so safely.
Right.
And I also think that there are, there's real pressure to not be that company. It's a bad look.
It is.
So it's there's pressure on people to not be that one, you know, the news crew that does the undercover report broadcasting from the street. We went into some stores, and now you're that company that's caught.
Right.
Oh, no mask, no need. Come on in.
Shake hands. Let's go. Don't worry about it.
No, I don't think that that's going to be the way that goes. I think everyone will do masks, and there'll also be a supply, whatever they were able to gather, of some kind of
Purell
hand cleaner. Yeah, whatever.
I've seen that a lot of
places.
Hand
sanitizer. Yeah. So I'll let you know, though. I'm going to go look, because to me, this is an important beginning, and I'm praying that this isn't one of those toe goes in, toe goes back out, and back home, because we've come out too soon.
Right.
So anyway, that's just, I wanted to point out that it's different in some of the Bay Area counties than the rest of the state. So check before you split today. Speaking of stores, and this is sort of the jump around, the report is Costco saw monthly sales fall for the first time in a decade, but one of the trips is, well, I mean, obviously it's because we're trapped in the house, but we've been ordering a ton of Costco and getting deliveries regularly. One of the things, though, that we can't get, because I was just saying, we need to get a couple fans. Can you put those on the next Costco order? And the missus said, no, they're not selling those. So I don't know if that's her being misinformed by Costco deliveries, but I think that they are not allowing certain products to be ordered through Instacart or other delivery services.
Why do you think that is?
Because I just don't think they have the big enough cars to deliver that bed you ordered.
Oh, you think it's the size of the
fan? I just think it's in general. Do you need food? Yes, we deliver that. Do you need a fan? You'll have to come into the store and get that.
Oh.
So.
Well, now, is there a Costco that you go over the hill for that? Or is there one that you can...
No, there's one here. I go there all the time. I haven't been there during the pandemic, though.
So if they're open and doing this, you know, making people wait in a line, so only a certain amount of people are in there, I wonder if you can go get some fans.
I probably could, but I haven't looked and probably won't look. In fact, if I'll...
Just turn your AC on, Vin. You'll be fine.
Right. Well, I'll figure that out. But I do think that Costco is one of those companies that has been... While sales may be slightly down, I still think they're thriving. And they've been a big help to my family.
Yeah.
I'd say thank you, Costco, because we appreciate you being there and being able to get the things we need.
Yeah, you've been using them forever, this delivery service, right? Wasn't your wife doing this long before the pandemic?
Yes, she's an early adopter of, let me order that and remove that from our things to do on the weekend.
What are we seeing here? Bryn is showing us something.
It says this fan is available for $50 from Costco, and it says free delivery expected Tuesday of May 19th, which is 10 days from now. Mm. But I'm just seeing that. I don't know why. I guess
can't add it to an Instacart order.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Box it and ship it.
Sure, that might be the case. But that's what I wanted to point out, was just that they've been really good about getting us all the stuff we want, but that they haven't been willing to deliver nonsense.
Right.
You know, that 100 pack of lozenges I usually throw in the cart, or...
Give you that?
No, well, I don't know. I also mm-hmm. think there's a lot of things we buy in Costco that we didn't go in with on the list.
That is always the way.
So
how did
also,
I wind up spending $300 here again?
Right,
I came for
losing
batteries.
That purchase
yeah,
power
that's
as
true.
Well. The oh my god, is that 7 piles of print paper? I need that.
I've got it. I'll go through that eventually. Is that a 10-piece cutlery set?
Right.
Oh, our knives are so dull.
They're missing out on that right now, I'm sure, too. I don't think Costco, do they have stock? I'm sure they're going to be
fine. I'm sure they do.
They're going to be okay, everybody. Let me see. Oh, let me do a couple fast facts if I could.
Fast facts.
You're not going to believe this one.
I don't believe a lot of them.
When the Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton movie, The Taming of the Shrew, came out in 1967, the tagline was, quote, a motion picture for every man who has ever gave the back of his hand to his beloved and for every woman who deserved it. Let me read that to you again. This was the tagline for The Taming of the Shrew, which came out in 1967. The tagline is, a motion picture for every man who ever gave the back of his hand to his beloved and for every woman who deserved it.
Oh,
67, my. Everybody. 1967.
I'm speechless.
You believe that crap?
Well, I do believe it because I'm a woman. And there is, you know, what we enjoy today has been hard fought. And we need to remember that it took a lot to get to even just where we're at now. That's horrifying.
That is horrifying.
I don't know another word for it.
I'll tell you one of the things that I noticed. This is just my young man experience. I used to watch the 007 movies, but Roger Moore was sort of my first.
Yeah.
James Bond. That's the years that I was growing up, and he was the James Bond. And then everyone saying things like, oh man, Sean Connery was the guy. You got to watch the Sean Connery 007s. Yeah. And when you start to go back to those, which I did at some point, and I do like Sean Connery more. He's definitely more manly than Roger Moore.
Yeah, Roger was fabulous.
But 007 used to hit chicks. Sean Connery would hit girls, and you'd be like, whoa, they just punched pussy galore.
Yeah, it is kind of stunning, isn't it? Like, when were those made? Was Sean Connery the 70s ones?
Or was it more like the 80s? 60s. I think Sean Connery was like 60s
he's pretty
into
old.
The 70s.
You're right, he's pretty old.
Right. But anyway, there's a difference in old-time movies.
Yeah.
And the behaviors.
Well, also, I mean, in 007's defense, a lot of times those chicks were trying to kill him, you know?
Okay.
It wasn't like he was just hauling off and, you know, backhanding his lover.
Well, still.
You know, he's hitting a chick she's got like a knife stuck in her panty line. I don't know what she had. I'm sure she was fully capable
don't
of killing
him. At some point, the lady he punches is also a lady he kisses. So that's always the way that seems to go in the James Bond movies.
You know, and listen, I obviously I'm a don't hit chicks kind of girl, but I'm a don't hit anybody kind of girl. So I don't love a lot of violence in movies anyway. And I just feel like, can't we all just be nice to, what is it? Be nice and
work hard and be
work
nice.
Hard and be nice to people.
I, you know, when I looked up the record, I'm like, he's wearing the t-shirt he's talking about.
Isn't that so funny? He actually, I think on his Instagram, he was talking about that, how, you know, this was just sort of a one-off t-shirt that they did. It became their biggest seller. And he's like, you know, that's the name of the record. It's been the theme the whole time.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy, Michael Franti.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. By the way, I had some really fun-ish on the funner side. Booze stories, which I'll get to in the next news break. Let me run through a few texts here, too. Our text number, 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sean Connery hits women when he's not in a James Bond film also.
Oh, he does?
Oh, is that true? He's known as a wife beater. I didn't know that at all.
I didn't know that either.
That I can't. I don't know anything about that 510. So,
he had no problem doing it in movies. Because some guys would go, I'm not going to hit a girl.
Taming of the Shrew reminds me, Sarah, you need to check out Mrs. America on FX Hulu.
Oh, why? They don't say?
They don't say.
Just reminds her. Okay.
Pay attention to old I Love Lucy episodes. Lots of innuendo of domestic violence towards the ladies. Oh.
That is true. Like sometimes when Ricky would get so mad and he would put his hand up like this. Lucy, I'm warning you.
Ben Instacart Costco since lockdown because you can usually get same day. Tried Safeways and it took...
Same day, four days. Wow.
I don't know. Let's see. Yes, you can shop online at Costco and they ship for free. Plus, the items come way before the date given. Happy Friday. Okay, so that's the way that you got to do it. You just have to order. It's not Instacart. It's just an,
their own
regular mail order type stuff.
Right.
All right. Here it is. I just got a vacuum cleaner from Costco, ordered online, sent via FedEx, not Instacart.
So there it is. Instacart must just have limits. Can't get you the big bulky stuff.
I have an interview of Sean Connery with Babawawa.
Okay.
You want to hear it real quick?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me hear the Barbara Walker quotes there. She said, once. What did she just say?
Interview in which you said, not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist. It's better to do it with an open hand.
Okay, so that's her quoting him.
Quoting him. Mm-hmm.
I was like, I thought Barbara Walters said, it's not the worst thing to hit a woman.
Well, she's got him, so how does he respond? I'm riveted.
All right.
Here
it is.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
You haven't?
No, not at all.
You think it's good to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good.
You don't think it's bad?
I don't think it's that bad. I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it. Yeah.
What would merit it?
Well, if you have tried everything else, and women are pretty good at this, that they can't leave it alone.
Oh. Oh,
holy hell, Sean Connery.
What year is that from?
Hold on, let me see. Let me see if I can find the year.
Well, I've tried everything else. How do you want to try the back of my hand then?
It looks.
See how that works on her.
It's definitely old. I have no idea from when this is from.
That's, well, listen, ladies. That's just the last tiny little bit of history, you know?
Well, if it merits it.
That is a trick that he just stood his ground with.
What'd she do?
She
didn't wash the dishes to my liking.
You know, one of the things that I thought as I looked back on those Sean Connery movies and was shocked that he hits chicks, the other thing I thought was, oh, old-time Hollywood. Like, that dude's life was to travel the world to the most exotic locations and play this superhero. And it was... old-time Hollywood, but these were locations that weren't overrun with tourism.
Right.
And were, I bet, despite him being an abusive creep, you know, which is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
I think he lived a pretty great life. Like, those must have been incredible years.
I don't know why he was so mad he had to hit chicks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Life was
pretty
effing good for Sean Connery.
Jesus, Sean Connery.
God.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I am going to continue to seethe about this and new music after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.